Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Brett Nickel, CPA at Van Monen, Seedstra & Meyer in Pella. All right, thanks for joining us on the program today, Brett. So it is now the first Monday of the new year, and people are starting to wonder about their taxes. Here, as we are into 2014 now, what should people be thinking about?
First of all, I think that people probably just want to know some basics about when they need to file and what needs to get filed this year. As in every year, April 15th is your deadline, so you've got some time to get things done. The IRS this year is a little bit backed up after all the shutdown stuff in 2013, so they're not actually going to start accepting returns until January 31st. So you've got some time to get started on stuff.
And we've talked to other professionals who said that you don't want to rush out anyway because then you'll get something later. Is that something you would agree with, that you should wait till you definitively have all your information?
Definitely. Especially if you've got investment stuff, it seems that those things always trickle in later and later each year. You're supposed to have everything by the end of January, but try and make sure that you have everything right and everything is in before you file your taxes, because otherwise you have to go back and redo it, and no one likes to do that.
So for people who may have already spent the money for the new year before they've got it or expecting it to come, again, money will not be refunded before the end of January because you won't even be able to file till then?
That's correct. Turnaround on refunds has gotten pretty good in recent years, especially if you e-file your return. You usually can see your money back within a week. But yeah, we can't actually file anything till the end of January, so you can't really expect to see any money coming back until at least February.
So once people do get all their information and they start working on their refunds, what are some of the changes they might be seeing that are different, if any?
Last year, we were worried that there was going to be a lot of changes, but when Congress came through and passed the new tax law, they actually extended most things for 2012 and 2013. So there's not a lot of changes this year. Most of the same credits are available to you this year and are expected to expire in 2014, actually. So definitely make sure you get in all those credits this year while they're still there.
All right. And for people who are worried about all the healthcare changes, anything that they should be looking out for? Or what are your thoughts on, as a tax preparer, the healthcare and where it's at right now?
Right. So actually, this year on your 2013 taxes, there's not going to be a lot of changes. The biggest change that comes this year is only affecting people who have gross income over $250,000, and that will be the extra Medicare tax and the surtax on investment income. But as far as all the health insurance, not having health insurance penalties and those sorts of things, those don't actually take effect on your tax return until you file your 2014 taxes next year.
All right, so not just people who are young, even though that'll be the largest group that'll fall into this, but if someone who's never done their taxes before, maybe you're recently divorced, maybe you're, you know, like I said, just getting out of college or whatever, what is the starting place? What do you need to do to get your taxes going?
Make sure that you have all of your income figured out for the year is the biggest thing. Think about, you know, all the places you've worked, any investments or anything like that you have, and then make sure that you have the forms that come in for those, whether it be a W-2 or a 1099. You just want to definitely make sure that if you get a form that's reported to the IRS, that it ends up on your tax return, because the IRS is going to double check that. And if it's not on your return, they're going to come back and say, hey, we see that you have some income that you didn't report to us.
So a lot of people use tax preparers like yourself, Van Monen, Seedstra, and Meyer. But if you are, whether you're trying to be economical or just want to do it yourself, what's the best way to make sure you're doing things right?
Like I said, you know, just make sure that you have everything included that comes to you. Make sure that, you know, you get all your deductions in. Think about any credits that you might be eligible for, whether it be education expenses for an education credit, energy credits for your home, child care expenses for a child care deduction. So make sure that you have all your income stuff figured out, and then make sure that you're not missing things as far as deductions.
What are some of the more popular deductions that you see here locally?
I'd say in recent years, obviously, in the itemized deduction range, most people have mortgage insurance deduction or mortgage interest deduction. And then along with that, property taxes. Those are big ones. Charitable donations is still one to keep track of and think about. And then on the credit side of things, really popular credits are education credits. So if you're going to college or have a child who's going to college, make sure you get those expenses figured out. You should get a 1098-T from your school. that has all your expenses. Especially the American Opportunity Credit is probably the best of those credits. And that is a really good deduction. You can get up to a $2,500 credit on that, and part of it is refundable. So that's a really good deal. Child care expenses for a dependent care credit is a good one. And then just making sure that you have all of your itemized deductions, and make sure that you figure out whether your itemized deductions are going to be better or your standard deduction is better, just to maximize your deductions and what you should be getting back.
So if you have something that is an expense you can keep track of for a deduction, what's the best way for people to do that? Do they need to start at the beginning of the year to go all the way through, or how does that work?
I would always recommend that you do it, you know, over the course of the year, but if you're a person that doesn't have a lot of time to get that done, definitely look back through your whole year and just try and make sure that you keep track of, you know, anything that might be tax deductible. If you're not sure, keep track of it still, you know, and then ask someone who knows, do some research on your own, and see if you can get it on your return. But I would definitely recommend that throughout the course of the year, you're keeping track of those things. Whenever you make a charitable donation, you know, make sure you get it jotted down, or if you get a letter acknowledging your donation, keep track of it. Keep track of your you know, vehicle registrations, your mortgage amounts, and all of that. So at the end of the year, you have everything put together.
We're here with Brett Nickel from Van Mon and Seester & Meyer talking about taxes as we are now into 2014. Brett, let's just, for our people who are going to hear this and not do anything for a month or two, when is the absolute latest that you can really start moving with your taxes if you want to have a preparer help you before people are going to be just full up?
I would say even if you're not going to plan on getting your taxes done and filed until towards the deadline, if you plan on using a preparer, the earlier you can make your appointment, the better, because we definitely fill up in February and in March with people doing returns. The absolute latest we can have people really come in is the very start of April, because we really need at least a week or two to make sure we get all your information in and get your return prepared correctly.
And if you wait till the last day or last couple days to try to do it yourself, it's probably just going to be madness, even if you know what you're doing, right?
That's correct. And there is always an extension of time to file available, but it is not an extension of time to pay. So even if you feel like you need more time to file your return, we still really need to have a good idea of what you're going to owe, because you will have to pay some, and we want you to avoid penalties.
Thanks for your time, Brett, and hopefully everyone gets in to see you guys or find someone to help them with their taxes so they don't get into trouble with the IRS. Thanks for your time and your help.
Thank you for having me.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to my guest, Brett Nickel of Van Mon and Seester & Meyer, for joining me on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at knia.krls.com.